We welcome to the Gospel Spotlight, LeBray. How are you guys?
We are great, man.
Doing good, doing good.
Good, good. Tell us about your group and how did you get the name?
Well, we got the group name through one of our musicians named Jay Gooden. He's an organist. And he was looking for something that would represent the group. We didn't want anything, you know, that everybody else had or didn't have a name. So he looked up the word and he found LeBray, which LeBray means free in Portuguese. And in French, it means to deliver. So, we just got the name and we took it and we ran with it. It was very different for us. And it made us stand out. Not only is it just a name, but the name represents us. So, Jay Gooden gave us that name. Yeah.
LeBray.
Exactly.
How would you describe your music, your sound?
Well, we have a very unique sound. That's really all I can say. But our music, we sing pretty much every genre, almost every genre. We try to, you know, keep it very diverse so that listeners will, you know, feel comfortable and feel like they're a part of us. They can relate to us because we sing different types of music. But everything is based around the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Tell us about the song Amazing.
Well, the song Amazing was written by David Harris. He's like our in-house producer. He also worked with us on a song called The Only God, if you remember that song. But it's basically a song that just expresses how amazing God is to us. We call him by name in this song, Alpha Omega. And we just want to profess to the world that he is an amazing God. And if you don't know him, get to know him. He can be amazing to you.
Who are you trying to reach with your music and your ministry?
We're really trying to reach.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
We're really trying to reach everyone. There's not
yes.
any specific group of people.
Right.
We don't want to just get
right.
young people. We don't want to just get the older saints. We
Absolutely.
Want to reach out to anyone and everyone who is willing to listen and who wants
yes.
to learn about who God is and what he's done for us and what he can do for them. And we really, really want to touch those people that don't know who Christ is. Like, we want to reach those people who have never heard of him, don't know what he can do for them. We just want to bring them in and tell them, you know, who our God is.
Yeah.
You guys have different backgrounds because I see Ariel, you
yes.
majored in, is biomed?
Yes, I yeah. did. I majored in biomedical sciences at Marist College, and I just graduated last year.
Congratulations.
It
was a great experience.
Wow. How is it being in college now as a young person and a young person who is saved?
I've spoken about this before with the group. I cannot say it was easy. It was a difficult trying to stay grounded in Christ. You know, you go away to school and there's all these different opportunities, there's all these parties, there's all these new people you're meeting, and you want to drift. To be honest, you want to drift away because the school where I was at, there was no churches around. Like, there was nowhere for me to go and praise my God. So I had to really focus within myself and, you know, get into my Bible, and every chance I got, I wanted to be with my group because being with them kept me, you know, sane. It kept me who I was, and it kept reminding me, you know, where I came from and what all the things that God has done for me. So it's difficult, but you can do it.
Malik has his own Irvin streetwear gear.
Yes.
Talk to us about that.
I have a clothing line called Homage Christus. It means homage to Christ. I basically just wanted to bring Christ's influence to the fashion world. I saw so much, dark symbolism in fashion. And, you know, I just wanted to do something to combat it, but not more so combat it, but also just to spread the gospel and just show that, you know, there's different areas that you can bring Christ with you. You don't have to just be a gospel singer. You don't have to just be a preacher. You can also be a artist. You could be a painter. You could be a writer. You could be a poet. And for me, I just wanted to bring
bring it to fashion. I wanted to bring the gospel to fashion. So, yeah.
Ajani? What is
no,
it?
Ajani.
Ajani. Okay. I'm sorry. Ajani, the producer of the group. Am I correct?
Well, okay. I'm one of the producers of the group. I strictly focus on vocal producing. I might kind of look over the music a little bit, but I don't really add too much. Malik does a lot of the adding and Richard, but I really focus on their vocals. I try to make sure they take care of their voices. When we're in rehearsal, I'm really strict on them about pitch and, you know, either sing it too loud, because a lot of times they sing at church and they over-sing. And then they get to rehearsal maybe Monday and they can't sing at all. So I try my best to be, you know, mindful of what they do with their voices as well. Not only just sounding good, but, you know, being healthy.